Welcome to the Life Leadership Podcast with myself, Leela Singh, all things coaching, career, and personal branding. This podcast is for ambitious career professionals like you, wanting to create a life of choice and freedom, to be, do, and have more through overcoming limitations, to develop new perspectives and insights, and to redefine your success, be that in work, health, relationships, and so much more. Hi there, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to Live with Leela. How are you doing today? My name is Leela Singh, and I'm an executive life and leadership coach. I work with career professionals, typically in the technology industry, who are looking to overcome their limitations so that they can uncover their true potential and create new possibilities, all whilst showing up as the best version of themselves. This is what I call life leadership. The topic for today: does how you feel influence what action you take? How often do you allow your feelings to determine what you decide to do? Imagine if you're feeling a lack of confidence in a particular situation. What happens? Do you still speak up and share your ideas? Do you choose to step up and ask for what you want? Do you show up and present yourself in your most confident way with certainty in yourself? Are you happy to stand up and deliver a presentation in front of a group of people? Or does your feeling lack of confidence have you hiding, playing small, not sharing your opinions and your ideas, not asking for what you want, and not showing up with absolute certainty in yourself? In other words, what's the act of that? Well, if we look at that in the workplace, that can be maybe you become overlooked, you're unseen, you're unheard. Maybe you're judged as being someone who's not great at what you do because of how you come across, of how you show up. So there's a bigger impact to your decisions of what the action is that you choose to take based on how you feel. Imagine feeling tired or maybe unhappy with yourself or how you look. Does that then influence the actions that you take to improve your health? Is it that you wake up in the morning and you're feeling tired, and because you're feeling tired, you decide, I'm not going to exercise today, or I'm not going to go for my walk or go to the gym? Is it that because of how you look and that you feel unhappy with how you look, whether that is your weight, your hair, whatever it might be, you know, having a bad hair day, does that influence your decision of what you want to do? In other words, do you still show up in the world? Do you step out there? Do you go to the gym? Do you go stand in front of a room of people and speak? Or because of how you're feeling, you step down or you step back and choose not to? And then the feeling that underpins everything is fear. There's a myriad of fears that we have that creep up on us. Many of them actually are irrational fears. And there are some fears about maybe being found out, imposter syndrome, who am I to do this, or who am I to be in this role? Maybe if you have a fear of being judged by other people by speaking up and saying what you believe or sharing your ideas and opinions. Perhaps you feel that you're not good enough, and therefore you have a fear of doing what you want to do because of what other people will think, or that maybe you feel you won't do well. Potentially you might feel failure or the risk of failure, therefore you won't take action. So all of the fears that prevent you from doing what you do, if you remember that fear is simply a feeling, it's an emotion. And by the way, all of these feelings, whether it's confidence, whether it's feeling tired or unhappy about yourself or having a fear around something, they're all feelings that come from what we think. They're our thoughts. So they're not controlled, let's say, by others around us or outside factors. They're all coming from in here, from within us. And that therefore influences directly how we feel. So the question today is, does that influence what you choose to do, what action you take? So does having those, let's call them negative emotions, negative feelings, stop you? Do they stop you in your work life, in your relationships, in your health game, in your life in general, from taking action, from doing things that you would have otherwise done if you weren't experiencing those particular feelings and emotions? So if that is the case, then my question to you is, what is the impact of that? Does that result in you maybe playing a small game, missing out on life? And if it relates to your health, maybe it prevents you from being at your optimal health. Maybe it stops you from getting that recognition or being able to move up the career ladder, simply because those feelings are having you show up in a particular way or not take certain action, and therefore that holds you back. Is it the fears that are holding you back from doing something that you would otherwise do? And what is the impact on you in any area of your life? Just slow down and give that some thought. So the question to really ask yourself today is, when your emotions show up, what does it prevent you from doing? Because if it's having you play small, you're missing out on life, you end up feeling dissatisfied, you're unfulfilled, unhappy, even resentful, possibly even angry. How is that serving you? Is it? I'm guessing probably not. So let me offer you a different perspective. What if you were to tune into how you were feeling and you chose to accept that feeling and tell yourself it's okay and take the action anyway? In other words, let's give a real life example. Perhaps the feeling is fear of rejection. So you fear rejection and you choose. So you choose to put yourself forward for a promotion, or you choose not to for fear of being rejected. And perhaps you've been rejected before when you've applied for a new role or you put yourself forward for a promotion, and therefore the fear might be coming from there. That's not the point today. It's about, okay, well, if you are feeling that fear, what are you going to do? Are you going to hold back and not apply this time or not put yourself forward? Or are you going to accept that, yeah, I have a fear of maybe being rejected, but you know what? It's okay. It's okay to have that feeling. But I'm going to still go ahead and I'm going to put myself forward for that promotion. Imagine what would change in your life. Imagine what would be different. What would be the impact of making this decision to take action anyway, irrespective of how you are feeling? What would be the impact at work? What would be the impact on your wider life, on your relationships, maybe even in your health? Are you maybe feeling self-conscious and tired, but actually it's okay? I feel self-conscious. I feel like I'm lacking in confidence because, I don't know, I don't feel like I look good, so I don't want to go to the gym. But you still go and do it anyway. And guess what happens? You become fitter, stronger, healthier. And as that occurs, you start to feel more energetic. You start to feel less self-conscious. And where you're lacking confidence, maybe you still choose to speak up, to ask for what you want, to share your ideas, to share your opinions, your points of view, and to show up and play a bigger game, to put yourself forward for opportunities, for projects, for a new role, and maybe present in front of a room something that fills you with irrational fear, but you do it anyway because the feelings are okay. You get to accept those feelings for what they are and to still take action. And as I talked about fear as the biggest emotion that underpins a lot of our behaviors, what we do and don't do. The biggest thing when we talk about stepping out of our fear, you may have heard the term feel the fear and do it anyway, is growth. It's both personal and professional growth. And more often than not, if you slow down and check in with yourself, how many times have you done something, even though you're feeling fear, and it's been okay? It's probably been less impactful than you thought it would be, less scary than you thought it would be, or easier than you thought it would be. So remember to check in and think to yourself, okay, how rational is this fear? Where is this fear coming from? And hey, okay, I accept I'm experiencing this fear, but you know what? I'm going to take action anyway, and let's just see what happens. And when we do this, we overcome our limitations, those self-imposed limitations, through choice. We choose to take action anyway. We get to play a bigger game. And we elevate our confidence, our belief in ourselves, and we end up feeling happier, more satisfied, more fulfilled with our life as a whole. So my invitation to you today is to check in with yourself and ask yourself, does how you feel influence the actions that you choose to take on a day-to-day basis in any area of your life? And I'm sure you'll find at least one example of that. And my invitation to you, therefore, is to slow down to that, to tune into how you feel, accept that feeling, tell yourself it's okay. It's not about beating yourself up because you're feeling fear or you're lacking confidence and so forth. It's not about that. It's about accepting it and saying, this is okay. This is okay. And I'm going to take action anyway. I'm going to do what it is I was considering doing. And let's see what occurs from there. And my invitation to you is to take that risk, if you see it as a risk, let go of the feelings around it and see what happens, because you will get to experience a whole new change in your life when you start to step up. Personal growth, professional growth, new experiences, and feeling so much more fulfilled. So my question I'm going to leave you with today is, will you choose to allow your feelings to determine your life and how you show up in the world and the actions that you're prepared to take? Or are you going to accept those feelings for what they are? They're just feelings, and that's okay. And take the action anyway to get to where you want to be, to achieve those goals and aspirations that you're striving towards. Any questions on this, please pop them in the comments. Let me know what your takeaways are from today, what your insights are. As I said, any questions, let me know. Until next time, please remember to elevate your performance and maximize your potential and create new possibilities by showing up as the best version of yourself. Take care, have a great rest of the week, and I'll see you same time, same place next week. Thank you for listening. Please subscribe to this podcast if you haven't already done so. And if you enjoyed and gained value from today's episode, then do please leave a review telling us your key learnings and what you enjoyed the most. And do please share this podcast with your friends and colleagues so we can spread the word on life leadership, creating a life of choice, freedom, and new possibilities. Connect with me directly on LinkedIn, and if you would like to learn more about how we can work together, either DM me on LinkedIn or email me. All details and resources can be found in the show notes.